advisor.
Time now for the Dr. Mitch Radio Show, the show with the natural approach to health, wellness, and anti-aging. Now, here's Dr. Mitch Ginn.
Well, it's not just for your enjoyment, but it's also for your being a great, healthy person. Good morning, everyone. This is Dr. Mitch with Irina next to me, nurse practitioner and my wife, talking about how to look good, feel good, and, of course, have great sex right here on CRN1 Talk Radio and, of course, AM 1170, The Answer, 96.1 FM. And if you're up, I hope you are, you're up with us. We're going to talk about whatever you like, of course, if you call in. Our number is easy. It's 855-DR-MITCH. That's 855-376-4824. And we could discuss whatever you want. But we were having a discussion yesterday, Irene, and I don't know how we got on this. I guess because men are, you know, like they say, from Mars and women from Venus. And I think in many different areas, we're quite different. And we have to understand each other. One of them we decided, don't ask me how I got on this conversation. It's a kind of, interesting conversation for first thing on a Sunday morning. We were basically saying that, hey, look, for men, a poop, you know, going to the bathroom, number two, whatever you want to call it, is much more important to us than it is to a woman. Typically, we said a woman goes in, does her thing, she's done. Us men, I think poop means a lot. I mean, that's our time. That's where we get to contemplate things. We get to read, if you like doing that. We get to figure things out. The toilet time for us is much more important. Now, I don't know what your thought is, and I'm going to open up the program to what's your thought? Do you think the women see that as like we do, or is it just me and Irina? I don't know. What do you say, hon? I think that it's really, really important time. You say to me all the time, what are you doing in there so long? And I'm always saying, but this is my place. This is my safe, you know, that's my safe place is the toilet. I don't know. What do you think?
I don't know. I don't get it. I think it's just like you sit, you do your business, and you go. Why are you going to sit there when it smells?
But I mean, it's like a place where, you know, it's our solitude. You know, like, you know, some people have a man cave in their house. I don't know.
We have a fireplace. Why wouldn't you go sit by the fireplace and contemplate?
Well, I could sit by the fireplace and contemplate. It is a good place. But I also think that, you know, like the fortress of solitude, you know, like Superman, you know, we find that that area is a fortress of solitude. I mean, that's my opinion. Well, let's just say if yours is different. Let me just start off by asking Mike. Mike, come on the air with us. This is our my board operator, producer on Sundays. Mike, is that as important to you as it is to me, this time in our bathroom where women are very different? What do you think?
It's absolutely seminal, Dr. Mitch. It's like you said, it's our private time. It's our fortress of solitude. It's the one place where you can get away and just be by yourself and be alone with your thoughts and have contemplate your life.
See, now, so I'm not crazy, right? Mike, you're saying the same thing.
No, you're not crazy about this. Absolutely not.
Okay, now, let me ask, are you married? Do you have a girlfriend?
I'm single right now.
Okay, in your relationships, if you would reveal to us, I mean, would you find that women in general that you've known would see it as like
a waste of time,
or like Irina does, and don't understand us? What do you think?
It was like kind of like a don't ask, don't tell situation. We didn't discuss that kind of stuff.
He only has girlfriends.
All right. We're married. It's different. We're going to come back and talk about this. Now I'll talk about all the things about poop that are important for your health and a lot of the research that's going on now. But most importantly, we like to hear from you. In other words, is this an area of solitude for you or not? Give us a call, 855-DR-MITCH. I'm Dr. Mitch right here, CRN1, and also AM 1170, The Answer. We'll be right back.
Want to build your brand? Get boldly distinctive results with Catalyst Nutraceuticals. Catalyst Nutraceuticals are your full-service specialists for formulating and manufacturing. Let us handle your nutritional supplements. Let Catalyst Nutraceuticals make a difference for your product and brand. Go to CatalystNutra.com, CatalystNutra.com, or call 678-641-9941. Would you like a second opinion regarding your health? Would you like to know if there's a natural way to deal with your health problems? Are you not feeling well, but your doctor doesn't give you an explanation? Is there another way to diagnose disease than invasive and expensive tests? Go to integrativemedconsult.us and send us your questions. We'll answer it on the show. That's integrativemedconsult.us, integrative med, M-E-D, consult, consult.us.
Okay, welcome back. It's Dr. Mitch with Irina here, and we're talking about how men see the safe area. I mean, we don't even need a safe room. Not really, because we feel so utterly secure in when we are in the bathroom that it's an important process for men, where women, we don't see it as well. But, you know, I'm looking for you to call me, weigh in on this. Basically, how do you see it, male or female? And, you know, we'd like to hear from, we already heard from our board operator, who basically says, yeah, man, it's the place we've got to be. How do you call? It's easy. 855-DR-MITCH or 855-376-4824. And if you do, we'll put you on the air and we'll talk about what your thoughts. But first, let me tell you, you know, it's like, oh my gosh, I can't believe he's talking about poop, fecal matter. And suddenly, you know, I would say 20 years ago, 25 years ago, I used to talk about how to take your good bacteria, then it's important for your gut and all these kind of things. And of course, at that time, you know, people would say, you're nuts. Now, here I am. I'm a physician. And at this point, 38 years later, I've written 4 textbooks, hundreds of articles, lectured all over the world and telling and teaching doctors. And suddenly it's become the in thing. Yeah, that's right. There are research on the microbiome or the bacteria in the gut going on all over the world. And the research varies in different areas. I mean, you do know and you've heard of fecal transplants. Well, if you haven't, what they do is they'll take the poop, basically, of a healthy individual. Yes, it's prepared first, but they keep the bacteria, okay? And that is placed inside the colon of someone who's very sick, for example, with what we call Clostridium difficile. Clostridium difficile is an organism, a bacteria, that's a very pathogenic overgrowth when too much antibiotics are given to you. It's typically caused what we call iatrogenically. The word iatrogenic means that caused by the doctor. So the doctors give you too much antibiotics, you get an overgrowth of a really bad critter called C. difficile or Clostridium difficile. And to try to forestall that, now they're saying, okay, we'll put somebody's good bacteria back in your gut. Now, all along in your life, we do a lot of things that ruin the good bacteria in our gut. And of course, that changes the poop in many different ways and shapes, so to speak. But now we're saying that that's related to a lot of things. See, in your gut, the bacteria reacts in your gut to create what we call the neurotransmitters. So all those folks that are listening that take antidepressants, those antidepressants are made in your gut. That's right. So now they're talking about doing fecal transplants, somebody's good bacteria, for someone that's depressed. And that is the newest literature that came out. Colon cancer, for example, someone who has colon cancer, they're talking about replacing the bad bacteria with good bacteria of someone else that would give you a normal bacteria. But also researches in areas of Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, you know, all these autism, even they're talking about it. You know, there is what we call that gut brain access, Irina. That's the, you know, how the gut is related to the brain. People don't realize it, but you know what? You know it intuitively. When you get nervous, for example, the simple one, you're going to have a test, an exam. You get butterflies in your stomach, or you're going to meet someone you're really excited to meet. The other thing you know is that if your gut's bad or you don't feel good, you don't think straight. And the day you go for a test, if, for example, your gut's messed up or you were sick or had a stomach ache all night, the rest of the day doesn't feel good. So this whole concept of having the good bacteria and feeling good related to what's happening inside your microbiome. That's the big word. That's the catchword you're seeing a lot in the literature, microbiome. It means that there's the bacteria that inhabits certain parts of the body we're talking about in this moment, although there are others. We're talking about that which is in the gut. Am I right?
Yes, you're absolutely right. And, you know, a couple of years ago, I was when I was learning more about this, I did an interesting test, which was a complete stool digestive analysis. And that gave me so much information. I was amazed how you can tell so much from that.
And in the CDSA, which we call it the complete digestive stool analysis, the kind of information you're getting relates to how much are the good guys, the good bacteria, the probiotics you hear about all the time, are actually in your gut. How do you know what to take? How do you just go to a health food store and pick something and start taking it because you think it's good? That doesn't do the job. You need to know which of the five or six good bacteria are physically and actually inhabiting your gut.
How many different probiotics are there?
Oh, and there's so many different probiotic formulas, Irina. There's probably 1,000 of them. They range from different mixtures of bacteria. Some of them are even fungus related. And then they range from a very small amount of billions of the good bacteria to over 100 billion. And by the way, it's not always the Western thought. Just because you have 100 billion type of capsule doesn't make it better than a 12 billion capsule. It really depends on the individual. And there are harm, by the way, of taking too much as well. Just because they push, take this, it's 100 billion, it actually can cause more bloating and more diarrhea and make you feel sick. If I took 100 billion, I'd be sick. I would be insane.
And you would be in your safe space.
I would be in my safe place for like all day. I mean, it would be there like all day. I'd be safe all day just from taking the one capsule. So you have to really determine what's going on. Do you have any fungus overgrowth? Do you have any inflammation? Do you have the right short chain fatty acids, which are what causes the energy for the cells? Do you have any parasites? That's all found out in doing a test called a CDSA, a complete digestive stool analysis. And if you want to know more about it, or you want to text us or actually write us a question, it's simple. If you go to imconsult.us, you can ask anything you like. Just go to imconsult.us. That's imconsult.us. We'll be able to give you any information. You can write your question. And by the way, we'll even answer it on the next time we go live so that you can hear exactly what's going on. You know, you have to take charge of your health in this day and age, and waiting for a community or the conventional medical community, which so many people depend on, oh, my doctor this, my doctor that, unfortunately, they're behind the times. And if it doesn't fit into the pharmaceutical model, you may find out that it's way too late for you to get an answer. Case in point, perfect example, is this whole question about probiotics that we're talking about. I mean, think about it. 20 some years ago, myself and others like me talked about taking bacteria probiotics. And now it's in everybody's mouth, including major universities, from you name it to even the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. So if you want to learn more about this, give us a call. We'll talk about it. Zombie deer disease? Yeah, you should be concerned about it, because this isn't in humans yet, but we may be finding that there's a disease that deer are getting throughout the mid-belt of the United States that could really be pretty ugly for the human. When we get back, we'll talk about it. But we're looking for you to talk about what you want by giving us a call at 855-DR-MITCH. That's 855-376-4824. This is CRN One Talk Radio, AM 1170, The Answer, 96.1 FM. We're here for you till 10 this morning, your time. If you're in California, well, that's only till 7. It's early, but we want to hear from you, and we want to talk to you about how to have great health. I'm Dr. Mitch. We'll be right back. Mike, if you can move us along quickly, we can come back and talk about a lot of stuff. Dr. Mitch, right back.
What do the four stages of cancer really mean? Do you know how much cancer you actually have? Have you been diagnosed with cancer? What does that really mean? Are you paralyzed by your diagnosis? Go to www.testingcancer.com. Get the answers to what you're trying to resolve. Go to testingcancer.com. Take the cancer assessment. Discover a better way to evaluate cancer levels. Go to testingcancer.com.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I had seen my kidney doctor because I only have one kidney that works. Mm-hmm. The other one doesn't work at all. And I was pretty close to going on dialysis if it didn't improve. This last visit to my kidney doctor, my kidney it's operating at 21% now. So that's the highest that it's been in the last 8 years. This is really working well for me. And I am so grateful that I found this. That I found you guys.
When you call, use discount code FLASH, and we'll take 20% off any first preferred order of Balance of Nature and have it shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code FLASH.
Come to RegenerativeMedicalAssociates.com and visit our online store. You'll find products to help with orthopedics, podiatry, aesthetics, and so much more. Our facility is FDA inspected with approved treatment for the United States Veterans Association. Visit our website at www.RegenerativeMedicalAssociates.com. That's Regenerative, RegenerativeMedicalAssociates.com.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet, fresh asparagus, hollandaise on the side, a filet, medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flair, close your eyes, and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef, broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at RuthsChris.com or by calling 800-544-0808.
Okay, we're back, and it's Dr. Mitch and Irina. And this morning, of course, we're talking about, or we started talking about, all the important things about stool and how it really can tell us so much about the individual. But what we didn't talk about is, what is a healthy poop and what things aren't healthy? And you can, again, weigh in on this or any subject to look good, feel good, or have great sex. You can call about anything you like. We're always going to be bent towards the natural way of doing things. And that number is 855-DR-MITCH. Or 855-376-4824. And we're live now at CRN One Talk Radio and AM 1170, The Answer, 96.1 FM as well. Now, one of the things you should be aware of is, yes, there is an odor to stool. There's no question. But when the odor becomes extremely offensive, something's not right. What makes that odor is a combination of certain bacteria. So if the odor is extremely offensive, it often means that there's something wrong in the concept, basically, of having the wrong bacteria, or maybe you have a stomach virus or some sort of bacteria overgrowth that needs to be identified and looked into. The other thing some often ask is it better if my poop floats or falls to the bottom? Well, the answer to that, usually when it's dense and you have a good poop, it actually falls to the bottom. When there's a lot of fat or mucus due to inflammation of the bowel itself, then it allows it to float to the top. So yes, your poop should sink. Then there's questions about what about color? Because some people say to me, and even yesterday someone said to me, I have these specks in my poop. What does it mean? So there are different colors that mean different things. So Irina, give us an idea about the different colors that folks can, you know, have their own sort of guide. And again, it's not an always, it's not a never, but again, if any of these things are abnormal, perhaps the right thing is to get a colonoscopy if you haven't had one ever, or more importantly, in my mind, is to get something called a CDSA, that complete digestive stool analysis. That would be great and important, Joe. So tell us about the colors a little bit.
Well, so the main, issue that people are always worried about is when they find blood in their stool. And there are some serious causes for it and some that are pretty benign, like hemorrhoids. A lot of people have that, and it doesn't mean that there is something really wrong. Unless you have pain with it, you should always have it checked.
So,
but
so,
bloody stool can mean also colon cancer. So don't
let it go.
Don't let it go.
Now, often with the hemorrhoid, it usually is dripping in the toilet afterwards, right?
Yes.
So it's usually at the end. It's not mixed in the stool. Usually the poop comes out, irritates the hemorrhoid, and then you'll see some dripping or blood on the toilet paper. But still, if you're not sure, and of course, if it's ever persistent, you should have a doctor look into it. What other colors?
And you always have to think of what you ate the day before. You know, if you
ate beets,
if you anything that is with strong color can also change color of your stool.
I'll never forget that one time we were together. I had the beets, and I had, remember, I went crazy.
Of course. You had a doctor.
I went crazy. I had bloody stool. I was ready to go right to the hospital, take me in the hospital. And you said, what did you have? And I said, I have this and this and beets.
I made you the beet drink, remember?
You had made me the beet drink. Yeah. And then it was, oh, okay. And by the next morning, it was perfectly okay. Anyway, what other colors? What do we got?
Well, a clay. That would be an issue. It's like very light, pale color.
What would
and
that
it
mean?
It can mean liver issues or bile disease.
So if you have clay stools regularly, and again, this is not something that happens one time. You get clay stools one time. It could have been what you ate the night before. Get clay stools regularly. Make sure your doctor gets some liver function tests or liver structural tests like ALT, AST, the couple of these. And of course, if you want to know, we could talk more about that. What other colors?
And sometimes iron supplements that a lot of people take can either cause dark stools like blackish or green.
Pepto-Bismol too.
Yes, that's
true. So black stools are the thing that everyone worries about because blood doesn't come out blood looking when a bleed is in the upper GI. When it's in the upper part, like in your stomach, it comes out mixed in the stool. One thing you should be aware is the expression that doctors learn called black tarry stools. So when it's soft and mushy and black, that's the problem. That's the ones you have to be careful and has a very big smell. All right, so those are the colors of the stool. You could have green stool. Usually that's iron supplements. And pencil thin stools, of course, may be an obstruction, but it also may mean that you have a irritable bowel syndrome. All right, I'm Dr. Mitch. Irina, our number here is 855-DR-MITCH or 855-376-4824. Now, come on, pick up that phone. I want to call. I want to talk to someone. 855-DR-MITCH. We're here for you all this morning, Sunday, 6 to 7 Pacific, 9 to 10 Eastern. CRN 1 Talk Radio, AM 1170, The Answer, 96.1 FM. We'll be right back. Right, Mike? I think so. I'm Dr. Mitch.
Want to build your brand? Get boldly distinctive results with Catalyst Nutraceuticals. Catalyst Nutraceuticals are your full-service specialists for formulating and manufacturing. Let us handle your nutritional supplements. Let Catalyst Nutraceuticals make a difference for your product and brand. Go to CatalystNutra.com, CatalystNutra.com, or call 678-641-9941.
We are the debt destroyer. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt. Call now to get our free report that tells you how to destroy your debt. It's a great resource. Plus, when you make this free call right now, we'll have a debt destroyer expert ready to help you. They can show you how they can help you destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help you slash your debt. Call right now for free information, including our Debt Destroyer Guide, a $300 value, yours free. Call right now.
800-515-6348. 800-515-6348. That's 800-515-6348.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
Would you like a second opinion regarding your health? Would you like to know if there's a natural way to deal with your health problems? Are you not feeling well, but your doctor doesn't give you an explanation? Is there another way to diagnose disease than invasive and expensive tests? Go to integrativemedconsult.us and send us your questions. We'll answer it on the show. That's integrativemedconsult.us. integrative, med, M-E-D, consult, consult.us.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I had seen my kidney doctor because I only have one kidney that works. Mm-hmm. And the other one doesn't work at all. And I was pretty close to going on dialysis if it didn't improve. This last visit to my kidney doctor, my kidney it's operating at 21% now. So that's the highest that it's been in the last 8 years. This is really working well for me, and I am so grateful that I found this, that I found you guys.
When you call, use discount code FLASH, and we'll take 20% off any first preferred order of Balance of Nature and have it shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code FLASH.
Welcome back. It's Dr. Mitch. Irina with me, of course. Sunday morning. Are you up? Yes, right here at 1170, The Answer. We are now in the same slot as the health show was there a while ago. We hope you're still out there and join us. This is a show where you can call us. It's freely open to ask any question. Yeah, we're bent towards the natural. We're bent towards you trying to help yourself, but it's easy. Just make us a call and ask any question you like at 855-DR-MITCH or 855-376-4824. For those of you are shy, well, that's easy. You can send us an email with your question and we'll address it with or without your name. You tell us in the next show. And that's to imconsult.us. It's very simple. It's just type in the internet, imconsult, consult.us. We'll be there for you. Give us a call if you're up. Let's talk. Well, there's a very disturbing new disease in 24 states and two Canadian provinces that are now within the deer type of population. And it's called the zombie. Yeah, they're calling it the zombie deer disease. The Center for Disease Control basically said it is a prion. For those of you who don't know what a prion is like a virus that goes into the brain. You will know it when I tell you the word mad cow disease, and how it literally makes the brain turn to mush. And in these deers, it's creating a zombie effect that's going into their brain and creating a complete wasting of the animal. The free-range deer, the elk, the moose in these 24 states as of January are literally wasting away to nothing, just dying from complete waste. Now, there is no human counterpart of this disease yet. Now, I say yet because we have to be quite aware a prion, which is so small and almost imperceptible by any type of regular microscope, of course, is a disease that we have seen in mad cow. So if you're thinking, well, how would this be transmitted? Then you have to think that in the event that we start eating, let's say a hunter kills a deer and it decides to eat that deer, could that affect humans? And the answer is yes, it can. Now, there's no cases yet seen in humans, but that doesn't mean we shouldn't have concern. It's what concerns me. We don't know the right answer to it. We are nervous. They're estimating 7,000 to 15,000 animals. That's a lot of animals out there, and it could rise by 20% annually, according to the Alliance for Public Welfare, Wildlife, rather, and they're saying it is in pretty much 20-some states. We are nervous about it. Remember, if you happen to shoot a deer of this nature and eat it, can it transmit to you? Not seen so far, but yes, it's a possibility. Just a thought for those of you that like to eat wild game, that this is going on now. Until we know, things like drastic weight loss, stumbling, lack of coordination is seen in these animals, drooling, excessive thirst, they're urinating incessantly, their ears are drooping, they have no fear of people, they're getting aggressive. It's a pretty scary disease they're calling the zombie disease, but for certain, this is not any different than what we see in humans that get what we call a prion disease. Unfortunately, I had a friend that got a prion disease, and that was called Yakov Creutzfeldt. It's a disease often in cadavers. And of course, as you know, physicians, nurse practitioners, they work on cadavers to learn the anatomy. And unfortunately, pretty much everybody that does dissection in a anatomy lab gets cut somewhere along the line. And if that cadaver has a prion, it could go inside. And just to give you even something more frightening, the prion can sit dormant for up to 30 years. So it's scary.
That is really scary. And so if you cook the meat very well, does that get rid of it? Or?
Well, we don't know. You don't know. It's a virus. It's tiny. Maybe if you cook it well, it's the best thing that you have against it. But can you say 100%? We really, really can't. We can't say 100%. No one knows. So anyway, that is the problem. We're going to switch gears for a moment, talk a little bit about osteoporosis. Our number here is 855-DR-MITCH. That's 855-376-4824. The Dr. Mitch Show. Look good, feel good, have great sex. Irene and I talk about things that are important to you. And basically things that you can take charge of your life, because you're going to leave it for other people, other healthcare practitioners. You're just going to get whatever their knowledge base or whatever the pharmaceutical industry has been asking or teaching them to do without really thinking through. The best way to think through good health is to understand that it's about the cells that make you up. 100 to 200 trillion cells make you and I up. And when they're healthy, the whole of us becomes healthy. Makes sense, right? Okay. Osteoporosis, what's going on?
Well, I was reading an article today, and that was talking about osteoporosis and how women are 3 times more likely to be treated for osteoporosis than men, because typically we are thinking that it's a female disease, but that's not really the truth. We have to also look for it in males. It's often misdiagnosed, I think. Men are just maybe diagnosed with other things like arthritis and nobody's looking at osteoporosis risk for them, because we do DEXA screenings regularly for female, but nothing for male, as far as I know.
No, I've never actually even heard in my years of practice any man saying, and it's my fault too. I've never said, hey, have you ever been screened for osteoporosis? Now, DEXA screening, there are different kinds. There are tests where you could just put your finger in. It uses a very little bit of radiation. You can get an answer. There are also tests where they, you know, look at the big bone in the hips and the big bones in the leg, the upper thigh. And that's how we determine osteoporosis and zinc. But yes, it is becoming as prevalent in men. And there's reason for that. Now, the reason for the prevalence of osteoporosis in men and women in this day and age is something for us to talk about when we come back from the break. It is a problem. It is growing. And of course, we need to talk about not only why is the problem, but what are some of the things you can do about it and for your family and even for your kids so that they don't have to face this as they get older. Because yes, it could be mistakenly diagnosed as having arthritis. Our number here is 855-DR-MITCH. That number is just not for me to say. It's a number for you to call and ask any question that you like. It's 855-376-4824. And you can get to us, and we'll be here for you. We're here. Call us now. We're here till 10. CRN One Talk Radio, AM 1170, The Answer, 96.1. I'm Dr. Mitch. We'll be right back.
What do the four stages of cancer really mean? Do you know how much cancer you actually have? Have you been diagnosed with cancer? What does that really mean? Are you paralyzed by your diagnosis? Go to www.testingcancer.com. Get the answers to what you're trying to resolve. Go to testingcancer.com. Take the cancer assessment. Discover a better way to evaluate cancer levels. Go to testingcancer.com.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Come to RegenerativeMedicalAssociates.com and visit our online store. You'll find products to help with orthopedics, podiatry, aesthetics, and so much more. Our facility is FDA inspected with approved treatment for the United States Veterans Association. Visit our website at www.RegenerativeMedicalAssociates.com. That's Regenerative, R-E-G-E-N-E-R-A-T-I-V-E, MedicalAssociates.com. Harness the healing energy of the sun. Heal with the power of heat. Detoxify and rejuvenate for a healthier you with TheraSage infrared heating products. Go to TheraSage.com. That's TheraSage.com or email us at info@TheraSage.com. Call 888-416-4441 for more information. 888-416-4441. TheraSage. Feel the power of nature.
Okay, we're back. Dr. Mitch, 855-DR-MITCH, that's the phone number. 855-376-4824, give us a call. Let's talk. We're talking right now about osteoporosis. And Irina, you were telling us that the prevalence, actually, or predilection, it used to believe it was mostly female, and pretty much most of the scanning and studies are aimed at women. But now we're saying that men are drawing up alongside a female in its predilection.
Yes, and it's important to really screen everyone because it has high mortality for male and female after a hip fracture.
Yeah, I think we don't remember. And by the way, if you look at the studies, for those who are thinking, okay, I'll just drink some more milk, the Framingham study or the nurses study, which was a very long-running study, showed that the women who drank more milk actually had more hip fractures. And for those who have not had that experience with someone in the family having a hip fracture, ending up in bed, not being able to ambulate properly, and then getting a pulmonary embolism because of slow blood circulation, it is very prevalent. And that's what I think you're talking about, right? When it comes to an increase in mortality, right?
Yeah, that's correct. And so what are the things that cause osteoporosis? Let's talk about that for a little bit.
Well, okay. Well, I think the very first thing that we need to address is our dietary habits. Everything is about sugar, white flour. Unfortunately, anything that's extremely acidic
and soda
is the worst, are going to leach the calcium from our bones. And of course, this is not a disease specifically of calcium. Don't think that calcium corrects this. It's not. And too much calcium is actually part of many other diseases, including increasing cancer risk, since all cancers use calcium to replicate, as well as heart disease. As you know, we look for calcium in the arteries. But what happens is by drinking these very, very acidic items, like, for example, a can of soda, the body has to neutralize our acid very quickly, usually within 20 minutes, or we couldn't stay alive. And when we have no ability, since we only have four areas where we neutralize our acid, one of them is stealing or robbing the nutrients that are inside the cells. So zinc, magnesium, potassium, and of course calcium, which is in the bones, are used to neutralize this acid. It actually helps to the body to get it rid of it. And there's no way to drink enough water because just a can of soda may require up to 100 times that of water to reduce the acid content. So the biggest thing is the diet. You look at kids, teenagers, they drink an average male teenager in the country drinks between 2 and 3 cans of soda a day. The female, 1 to 2 cans a day. You can imagine why this whole thing is set in motion many years before. So number one, before you start thinking of, oh, I need calcium, I need this, I need vitamin D, and the very first thing that you have to realize is that it is the poor eating and dietary habits that we have. The next thing you should realize is that bone should last many lifetimes. Bone should last for thousands of years. We have fossil remains. We also have remains of bones that we found in animals thousands of years ago. So the bone has a capability of staying pretty much intact for thousands of years, as long as it's not riddled with osteoporosis. And that, of course, comes from, again, having leaching of the minerals out. The most important mineral in the bone is magnesium.
Well, how about hormones? That has to do a lot with the bone strength as well.
Absolutely. That's a very good point. Smart. You're so smart, nurse practitioner. Yeah, the hormones, the ones that we always think are just sex hormones, which are estrogen, testosterone, and progesterone, I'm sorry to tell you, that's not just what they're for. There is a receptor from your head to your toe, pretty much on all cells in the human body, for estrogen, testosterone, and progesterone, which basically allow the minerals to enter the bone, keep it in the bone, and as in the case of testosterone, harden the bone. So yes, women, even as you get older, even if you feel you don't need that sex drive anymore, because I hear that a lot, I don't need that sex drive anymore. Regardless, that's not the reason not to indulge and have a good integrative physician provide you with a safe level of testosterone, because it's going to help maintain the bone strength. The other thing is weight-bearing exercise. What does it mean when, you know, someone says, oh, you need to do weight-bearing exercises?
Well, lift weights.
You need to put
stress on the bone to make it stronger.
See, that's the whole point. Everyone thinks stress is so bad. It's really not, is it?
Yeah, and people think that just by walking, you know, in a leisurely pace around the block twice, it's exercise and helps them, but that's not really that.
Yeah, the stress on the bone means that you have to give that bone a reason, okay, to continue to make itself strong. Now, let me do it differently, because everyone says, oh, really? Is that true? Well, let me do it differently. Don't work out. Lay around. And if any of you have ever hurt your knee or your back or whatever, and if you lay around for just 1 week, what happens to your muscles? Yeah, that's right. They begin to get thin. They waste away. Why? Because there was no stress. There was no impetus. There was no chemical to tell or blood supply to make that muscle strong. Think the same in the bone for 1 second. If you don't tell that bone it needs to work and be stressed and do its job, it becomes weak too. Good, smart idea. Very smart. Makes sense. Are the articles that you're reading now in journals often following their own recommendations and their own standards? Maybe, maybe not. When we come back, we'll try to get to that right after our osteoporosis talk. I'm Dr. Mitch. Irina, our number here. You still have a chance to give us a call at 855-DR-MITCH. 855-DR-MITCH. 855-376-4824. And if you do so, we'll answer any question that you have when it comes to how to look good, feel good, and have great sex. We're right here at CRN One Talk Radio. We're also on AM 1170, The Answer right now, and 96.1. We'll be right back to wrap the show in just 2 minutes. I'm Dr. Mitch.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Do you want to fly somewhere? Anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call MyFlightSearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call MyFlightSearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now.
Call 800-445-3166. 800-445-3166. That's 800-445-3166. Call now. 800-445-3166.
Harness the healing energy of the sun. Heal with the power of heat. Detoxify and rejuvenate for a healthier you with TheraSage infrared heating products. Go to TheraSage.com. That's TheraSage.com or email us at info@TheraSage.com. Call 888-416-4441 for more information. 888-416-4441. TheraSage. Feel the power of nature. What do the four stages of cancer really mean? Do you know how much cancer you actually have? Have you been diagnosed with cancer? What does that really mean? Are you paralyzed by your diagnosis? Go to www.testingcancer.com. Get the answers to what you're trying to resolve. Go to testingcancer.com. Take the cancer assessment. Discover a better way to evaluate cancer levels. Go to testingcancer.com.
Welcome back, Dr. Mitch. We have one segment. You're still got time to make that call at 855-DR-MITCH or 855-376-4824. We're talking about osteoporosis and some of the things that you can do. You wanted to talk about one more item before we left this topic. And what was that about, Irina?
It was about vitamin D and how women are more likely to be checked for their vitamin D levels, but not so much men, which is crazy. I think
kind of silly.
Yeah, because doctors now know how vitamin D is important. I mean, I would think that they would check it for everyone, but apparently not.
Years ago, vitamin D was the vitamin for rickets. For those of you old enough to remember, back in the 30s, rickets caused the deformity of the legs, etc. And it was vitamin D being too low. Well, vitamin D levels are still quite low, and in certain cases, really problematic. And I will make it a topic of one of the shows to actually talk about vitamin D and all the new research over the course of the last 2 to 3 years and what optimal level should be. But I think at this moment, just to pretty much make a full circle on the component you were talking about on osteoporosis, vitamin D levels are so easy to check. You can even go to a lab without ever going to the doctor and ask them to do a 25 hydroxy vitamin D level. That's 25 hydroxy vitamin D level. D is in David. And that will give you pretty much the combination of the vitamin D3 and D and D2, which is pretty much the stores in the body. And then we can talk more about the test can't cost more than maybe $34, even if you did it on your own and your insurance didn't pay. But it's so important from cancer right down the line to osteoporosis, it makes sense. And studies are coming out now just to tell you about doctors. They're finding teen girls that are using contraception. And the birth control pill is still quite in. They're getting alarmingly bone loss. So yes, if any of the women listening who are on birth control or your children, grandchildren, whoever you have that's on birth control, pretty much they better be looking for osteoporosis now because it'll start doing damage right now. So again, osteoporosis is a big problem. Major medical journals, I just want to wrap this show up with this. It's important, are not following their own rules when it comes to clinical trials. 4 years ago, a team called the Evidence-Based Medicine Outcome Monitoring Project, basically, examined trials published in 6 weeks in 5 journals, the Annals of Internal Medicine, the British Medical Journal, JAMA, the Lancet, the New England Journal of Medicine. And they looked at all different things. Now, mind you, these are considered the best journals in the world. And only 9 of the 67 studies or trials that were published in these 5 journals reported the outcomes. In other words, what happened with all these studies correctly? Only 9 out of 67, which means the journals are misleading the doctors, basically. They 1/4 didn't correctly report the primary outcome they set out to measure. 1/4, 45% didn't properly report all the secondary outcomes. And others even added new outcomes. If that doesn't frighten you, I don't know what does, because doctors are relying on these journals. And then who do you rely on? The doctor? Ah, that's your mistake. Rely on yourself. Get yourself some great information. And you could do that pretty much anytime by listening to the Dr. Mitch Show. The shows are all archived. You can go to imconsult.us. It's free. Just go to imconsult.us, and you'll get all the information you want. All the shows are there archived. You miss something, you can listen to it. Just know that we're on CRN One Talk Radio, Sundays from 9 to 10, Tuesdays, Thursdays, 10 to 11 Pacific, 1 to 2 Eastern. Or you can listen on Sundays right now from 9 to 10 Eastern, 6 to 7 Pacific, AM 1170, The Answer, 96.1. God bless everyone. Thank you, Irina. Mom, I love you. Talk to you soon. I'm Dr. Mitch.
CRN Digital Talk Radio.